Hello and welcome back.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of Behind the Scenes with Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I think we've got a wonderful subject we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
And something that everybody knows about and has seen at one point in time or another, but we're going to talk about it from our point of view.
Yeah, I think most of you have seen it from a distance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we've been fortunate to have a pretty
up close and
view.
Personal, you know, relationship with fire engines.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. And the wonderful first responders and firemen and
firemen,
women
we
have worked with.
Yeah, through years, yeah.
And it's been in lots of different places through lots of different years, but we're going to touch a little bit primarily on our time in San Clemente, California. Oh, my God. We had so much fun with that group. Oh,
We did. And I think of the most unusual rides we had were definitely in San Clemente. So
and working with the fire department. Yeah. We kind of became fast friends with the captain of the firehouse there.
We did. We did. And that was, you know, partly through their Sparks of Love. And we just got to know them through different charities and things that we had done. We used to come by the fire truck. What am I thinking of?
The firehouse.
Yeah, and chat with the guys and.
Yeah, we just come in, pull up a sofa, and sit down and start talking. And you know, because of it, they came to us about a lot of different things, which
they
was
did.
Really cool because there were things we wanted to do, obviously.
Right.
First and foremost, as you might guess, is we loved to be in parades.
Yes.
And there were always fire trucks in the parades.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And at Christmas time, they had Santa in the fire truck oftentimes. So, and boy, I'll tell you, I got some fun rides on that. But believe it or not, we're going to save that one and talk about that for our parade video,
right.
which will be coming up.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk more about some of the more unusual things we did with the fire department, especially in San Clemente, but also other ones that we'll touch on. But it really kind of began when, we were just kind of going over there going, hey, you know, do you guys need toys or do you guys...
Well, I think one of the things we talked about in a previous episode was the women's shelter that we did. And actually, the community really came to them. And when it was over, they came to us and they said, we have so many toys. We have way more toys than we have kids.
Yeah, this was actually the shelter itself.
Yes.
And they said, what can you do with all these toys?
Yeah, they said, can you take those and, you know, find homes,
a good home for
them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we said, sure, we can do that. And one of the things that with the fire department...
Well, let me back up, if I can, for just a minute. Speaking of the fire department, that was one of the very first times we even worked with the fire department.
Right.
We arrived...
Well, you did.
I arrived...
Yes.
...on a ginormous hook and ladder engine.
Yes, that's it.
How they got me up there... Or how they got me down, I'm not going to talk about, except to say there were many hands involved.
Yeah.
You know, on both ends.
Yes, we had mentioned that.
Including my end.
I was just pleased that he came down feet first. And
I mean, it was like climbing a two-story building.
Yeah.
It was just... the side.
Well, I think you see those fire trucks and you know they're big, but again, you don't often get really a close-up of them. But,
oh my gosh.
But anyway, we ended up having, honestly, a car full of toys. So we had...
a van full of
van.
Toys.
And so
mean,
we,
it was more than a car. It was a lot of toys.
So we actually ended up going to the fire department because one of the things that they knew was in the community is where we could distribute those toys. So
as we found out later, they had a whole system in place for
this.
Yeah, they really did. So
they pointed out a couple places where we could go, and we did end up, you know, dispersing the toys. But that's kind of how we really started to develop a good relationship with, as Joe said, with a captain, that, and he was such a nice fella, as were the whole crew, easy to work with. And so one time they approached us and they said, "What are you doing Christmas Day? And would you be willing to come down in the morning?" Because they had quite a few toys from Sparks of Love that they wanted to distribute at Christmas Day.
They had a whole firehouse full.
Yeah, they did.
They had
everything
bikes
and
from
all
bikes
kinds of wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
So they said it'd be great, you know, if we could give these away with Santa and Mrs. Claus. So we said, sure.
And they knew where all the lower income areas
were. Yeah.
Because obviously they had, you know, done many runs through
so
San Clemente,
so they knew
the areas that really needed some help.
Yeah.
And then we even brought them involved in another event that we're going to talk about in a minute. But anyway, so we said, yeah, we'd love to do that. So early, I mean, very early Christmas morning.
I think we were supposed
morning,
to be down there like 8 a.m., I want to say.
We were leaving at 8 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah. So we were down there.
He has a better memory than me, so he can tell a story.
Well, we met down there at 7 o'clock, and they kind of ran through what they were going to do.
Yeah.
And where they were going to go. And they wanted us, again, in one of those big fire engines.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mrs. Claus got the ride shotgun in reverse.
Well, and that, of course... Well, in fact, was the only time that I actually got to ride in a large hook and ladder, and because he had done the one for the women's shelter, and so they said, "Oh no, Mrs. Claus, we'll get you up there."
So they put her in the jumper seat facing backwards.
And fortunately, the strong guys helped me up. Because I'm going to tell you, it's not like trying to get into a car or a truck or something. This is a long,
even with a step. It's
so they kind
of big steps.
Push me up. But I got in there in the jump seat. And
then I got, actually, I was the one riding shotgun in the front.
Yeah.
So, you know, but yeah. So
they took off, and then they got a call.
We were just getting started.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just literally, I think, we hadn't even made a stop yet.
No, we had just, I think they just really finished getting
pulled
us in the truck.
And all of a sudden they got an emergency first responder call. So they said, "Well, it's not too serious, but we're going to have to take you with us."
Yeah.
So here's Santa and Mrs. Claus in a big hook and ladder, traveling down the freeway while the lights are going, the sirens going, and people are looking and going.
Yeah, we're waving.
We're waving, and they're just like, "That's Santa and Mrs. Claus in a fire truck."
Yeah,
and we actually wound up pulling up in front of a house where
the first one was the campground.
Oh, that's right. Yes, we had to go to the campground.
We pulled into a campground. And again, people were looking.
They were coming out of their RVs and stuff.
You won't believe this.
going, yeah. What are you doing here? You know?
Yeah. And it was, I can't remember what it was, but it was a minor injury.
Yeah.
Which they took care of.
They treated and then,
yeah, they treated on site. There wasn't anybody that needed any help. And so we got ready to go again.
So we said, okay, well, that was fun. Yeah. We've never been on an emergency call before.
No, certainly not in fire truck.
So we pull out of the campground. Uh-huh. And it's like, okay, well, now we're going to go deliver some toys.
Right.
And and I think we made like one or two stops.
I don't know.
I think it was one stop.
No.
No. It was right away again. That's right.
We were coming back
on the freeway.
So they got another.
And they got a second emergency call,
medical. So this
here
is,
we go again.
This is, and this time they pulled into a housing area where they went to a house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more serious accident, but and we just stayed in the truck.
Yeah.
And again, people were looking at
us. Was that the dad?
Yeah, that was the dad that went on the. Yeah.
Dads, I'm telling you right now, if you get your kids a skateboard, or if Santa brings them a skateboard, or a hoverboard, or roller skates, anything like that. You do not go out there and try and show them how to work it, especially if you don't have a helmet. And pads and a guard for yourself.
Yep.
Because that's what happened is his dad tried to show his kid how to ride a skateboard and wound up cracking his head on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So, you know, I tell kids all the time, I'm not going to bring them a bike or a skateboard without the proper safety equipment.
Yeah.
So, and that goes double for dads, because we're not as flexible.
Yeah. Oh, no. So we waited on there.
Yeah, they had to treat him and get him situated.
Actually, before we went again, that's when they got an alarm for a fire. And that was different. They said, well, you can't come with us to
a fire. Yeah.
So they got us out of the truck.
So three emergency calls in like the course of an hour.
We hadn't done anything yet. And so they got us out of the truck, and
they pulled up a first responder ambulance,
an older one that was out of service.
That was out of service.
And that's the thing that was full of toys.
Yeah, because we had to transfer all the toys from the fire engine
as well. And stuff.
So there's Santa and Mrs. Claus and all the toys stuffed in.
To
an ambulance.
Yeah.
And that's how we started delivering to the houses while the fire department, the Big Hook and Ladder,
took care of the fire. Yeah, so
that's your usual kind of go for a little ride in the fire engine kind of thing. I mean, we were on there with more sirens and lights than anything else.
And it really was, what an unusual experience. I mean, completely. I would have actually been happy, to tell you the truth, if I'd even been able to sit in one of those big fire trucks, but to actually go with
on calls,
I mean, it was so unexpected.
Yeah.
And we didn't, I don't know what we were thinking. I mean, I guess, you know, when you think about it, you get one of those big hook and ladders, there's a pretty good chance that they will be called to.
You're gonna be going somewhere. Yes.
We never really thought about that.
No.
And for me, it was also really strange, because I was sitting like this, and of course backwards.
Yes.
So I had never traveled in a car backwards. So that was, it was really weird. I mean, I, you know, could certainly look down on the freeway and see the cars and wave at them, but at the same token, it was just a very strange, almost kind of unsettling experience, really, to not see where you're going, just, you know, see where you've been.
So we went out in the ambulance, and I'll tell you, it was wonderful. We got to deliver to some homes where you could tell the kids really didn't have much of anything.
No,
and we dropped off bikes, we dropped off scooters, we dropped off, you know, just lots of different toys. And
one of the other things, actually, with the bikes, they had some bikes earmarked for not children, actually. They had them earmarked for some families because that was their mode of transportation.
Yeah, they didn't have cars.
So, yeah, they didn't have cars. So to go back and forth to work, they actually had
shared the bike.
Yeah, so they had gotten several bikes through their Sparks of Love, and they knew exactly
which families needed something to help them get around. And, you know, I'll tell you, that you really
don't always think about that.
Really feeling blessed.
Yes.
When you go around to some of these families and realize how little they have versus how much you've got, you know, and it's really something. It's a very humbling experience from that side. And of course, they were just excited as all get out, seeing Santa and Mrs. Claus come in and start bringing in all these presents.
And especially Christmas Day, that really, you know, just the children. And certainly the adults as well, but the children, their little faces just lit up so. And to be handed a present from Santa and Mrs. Claus was, I think, so meaningful, particularly to them, because I don't think necessarily they always had a good Christmas or really had Santa coming to their home. So.
And that experience really sparked for Mrs. Claus and me to wind up doing more for the community, and in our next podcast, we're going to tell you where that went, and it was just amazing. But and of course, the fire department was involved in that too, because they were our buds.
But
what was fun is even after. Well, I'll tell you what. First, let's take a brief break, and then we'll tell you about the return of the fire engine.
Yeah, so we'll be right back.
Are you looking for fun for the whole family? Well then, come visit me at my new Etsy shop, Santa's Magic Chest, where you'll find all kinds of fun things and every day is Christmas. And we're back. Anyway, we were traveling around in the ambulance, and we had gotten rid of a pretty good portion of the toys, but we still had a whole bunch left, and the fire department had a whole bunch left.
Well, and then we got word from the guys on the big truck that the fire was out.
Yep.
And so
thankfully, it wasn't a huge one. It was just a minor fire, but.
Yeah, so then they told us to meet him in another little Mexican community.
Hispanic community, which was primarily like apartments and that kind of thing.
Yes.
But, oh my God, I'll never forget that as long as I live.
I know.
We pulled up behind the big hook and ladder.
Yep.
And people started filing out from everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
But they weren't coming with their hands outstretched.
No.
They were bringing us fresh, homemade tamales.
Oh
my God. Plates and plates and plates for the firemen and us. The ambulance. It was like a feast right in the middle of the parking lot. And we had the best time.
His thing keeps going over to the
side. I know. It's a big hat.
But yeah, and it was, and believe me, of course, authentic.
Oh my gosh.
They were very authentic and good. Oh. I mean, of course, by that time, actually, we were hungry because we had left
it's really early in the morning.
To get there. So it had been a while. I don't remember.
And by
this,
it was just about 11:30 or noon.
Yeah, because we actually, between all the fits and starts, we were out for
all the emergency calls.
Yeah. So we were able to partake. But how wonderful. I mean, they didn't, they just, it was their thank you for the gifts. And of course, we gave away the remaining gifts from the fire department, because that was a relatively large apartment
community
complex, so they, there was quite a few people there.
And talk about the look on the faces of the kids and everything. My gosh.
It was just
I'll never forget that as long as I live. And when really I get to heaven, I'm going to go, thanks God, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, so many times as Santa and Mrs. Claus, we actually didn't do very much Christmas Day.
No.
So that really was wonderful, because usually we see the children before Christmas.
Coming up to Christmas.
And we never actually get to see them. And we really don't get to see them opening their presents either.
No.
You know?
Santa's been and gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was really nice, because you saw the joy on the children's faces and the parents, and it was just so heartwarming. And finally, it kind of was a full circle thing of actually seeing the children having the things on Christmas, and boy, they were so excited. And to see us, you know, their little eyes, huge.
Oh, we had a crowd just hanging around us for, oh, God.
We did,
it's got to be a good hour or so.
We spent a lot of time there had
a blast.
Yeah, had a wonderful, wonderful time.
And then crawled back into the fire engine and came back to the firehouse and unloaded the few gifts that were left over. They did have a little bit left that they were keeping for the following year then. So, I'll tell you, I mean, you see Santas on parades a lot in fire trucks and that kind of, and that's cool. Believe me, I got my share of doing that. And boy, I loved it every time I did it. But something like this, where you're really serving the community.
Yes.
And doing something for others. And then getting it back from the community
Absolutely.
I'll never forget those tamales as long as I live. I mean, I couldn't get enough of them.
And, you know, and the thank you. And actually, it was really so much fun to be with the folks from the firehouse. I mean, they were just a joy to be with, and we were kidding each other and laughing and even on the calls, and it was really
they were kidding us, going, I bet you weren't expecting to have to work today, did you?
Well, I think even, you know, honestly, I don't know what we thought we were going to ride in. I don't know, though. Again, we had given that a whole lot of thought, but I think we thought we were going to ride in
one of the smaller trucks or something.
Or maybe the vehicle, you know, how the captain sometimes has their own car.
Yeah,
okay. I think that's kind of what we were thinking we would be in. And it was like, oh, no. And, of course, I was also in full costume. So I had my big, long
skirt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which really was a real joy to try and get up on
thank goodness nobody had a camera phone at that point
in time.
And was taking pictures of us trying to get in and out of this thing.
Anything but graceful. I mean, I will say that.
I wouldn't have wanted 1 million views on that one.
No.
I can guarantee you.
I mean, but what a... What a joy it really was to do that.
So, I'll tell you, if you can get to know your fire department and your local fire people, they are wonderful people.
Yeah.
They are very giving people. They're loving people.
And they'll do
Sparks of Love, or they'll have their own program where they can do things for the community.
Yeah.
And we're going to get more involved into that at our next podcast. I'll tell you, we had an event that was it still sticks out as it still brings a tear to my eye every time I think about it.
But I mean,
it was incredible, and we can't wait to share that with you. So please stay tuned with us, and make sure you check out our next podcast as well. And again, give a thanks to your local first responders.
Absolutely.
And you know.
Absolutely.
And God bless them. And
for all that they do.
For all that they do. And all the fun that they gave us, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they really do. And just to let you know, we do 2 podcasts a month.
Yes.
And we do the 10th and the 24th.
Yes.
The 10th and the 24th.
Yes.
So make sure you check it in. Of course, we have it up on YouTube and all the different podcast programs. So
by all means, check us out.
So check us out.
And of course, you know, if you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. So please.
Absolutely.
You know, reach out to us. We'd be happy to talk to you. So, and until then. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope this was a fun one for you, and I think you're going to be very pleased with the next one as well. So,
see you later, and thanks again.
Bye, all.
Bye.